That's Al Ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, by endeavoring to impersonate a whole string of customers, Cedric completely ruined Lum's plan of trying to impress Mr. Talbert and his father with a steady rush of business, and thus clinched the pending sale of the Jotham Down store. However, Lum still thinks it's best that they get out of the store business, and so he's working on another plan to encourage Mr. Talbert to buy. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, for our armed forces, the fighting is over, but the merchant marine still faces a mighty task. Upon the men who sail our ships depends the welfare of our troops all over the world. They must be supplied where they are until they're brought home. Now, this cannot be done unless all merchant seamen now on the job stay on the job, and all experienced seamen get back into the merchant marine. Men are needed now. It's impossible to train a licensed officer or other highly skilled men in a short time. And two, nothing can replace actual experience gained at sea. Experienced men are available, but they're working at other jobs or are considering leaving the sea. Thousands of mates, ABs, firemen, oilers, water tenders, and chief cooks are needed now. So you qualified officers and seamen write or wire collect at once to Merchant Marine, Washington 25, D.C. Give your ratings or your licenses and addresses. Do it today. You're needed. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store. Abner is just entering.
Come on in here, Abner. I want to talk to you.
Mom, I don't feel like talking about nothing. Trouble in the home.
Well, I've got a pretty good idea studied up.
Trouble in the home, that's all I've got.
Why, what's happened now?
It's Elizabeth again.
Well, I know that, but what's she mad about this time?
Us selling the store.
Oh.
She says if I ain't got sense enough to stand up for my rights and insist on us keeping it, why, she's going to leave me. Says she's going to her brother Fred down there at Mineola, Texas.
I wouldn't worry about that. She won't do it.
She's even got out of her lease and started packing it this morning.
That's just a lot of bluff.
I don't know, Lum. You ought to see that look in her eye. She's got that, I'm on my way to Mineola glare.
Well, you may not be in such trouble as you think. I ain't so sure we're going to sell this place. Not after what happened yesterday.
They caught on to what we've done, huh?
Well, they didn't come right out and say it, but I could sort of tell by their altitude. They're fishing something.
Oh?
I don't see how they could help it after the way Cedric made a mess of things.
Well, I don't know what else he could have did, Lum. It was starting to rain, so he couldn't hardly leave all that merchandise outdoors. All that stuff that he was pretending to be buying from us.
Well, no, but he could have taken it somewhere else. You ought to know better than to bring him back while Mr. Talbert and his papa was still here. I never was so embarrassed in my whole life.
Well, how about them telephone calls from Mousy? Do you think they caught on to them, too?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that Mr. Talbert acted pretty cool toward the idea of buying after that.
Well, maybe it's better if we don't sell them. Like Elizabeth says, maybe we ain't never got rich off in a store, but it's made us a living for a good many years. All it's kept us going.
Yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, maybe the store's held us back. This might be just the opportunity we've been looking for.
I doubt it.
Maybe we can take the money Mr. Talbert will pay us for the store and get into some other business. Something where we can do better and just get along.
I don't know. A man gets up to our age, Lum. It's pretty hard to start into some new business.
Well, there's where you're wrong, Abner. Never too late to start something new. Personal, I'd like to get into something different for a change.
I'd like to get into something besides trouble for a change. Well, I guess ain't no use in arguing about it as long as you say we more likely won't sell it anyway.
Well, I'm not giving up yet. I told you when I come in here, I've got a new idea studied up.
Whatever it is, I don't believe it'll work.
Well, no. At least give it a try. We've got everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Nothing but the store and my woman.
Oh, it won't be as bad as that. Oh, sure. Now, here's what I figured we'll do. First, we're going to mortgage the store and then...
Hey, wait, hold it. You can stop right there.
Well, now, wait a minute.
We ain't going to mortgage this store.
Well, let me finish telling you the plan.
I ain't for it, whatever it is.
See, I've noticed that one thing that Mr. Talbert seems to be most interested in is our daily receipts.
Our what?
The cash money we take in every day.
Oh.
He thinks we ain't doing enough business.
Well, we ain't.
So I figured we can get that cash drawer full of money some way while we've still got a good chance of selling the place.
Mom, if we could figure out a way to get that cash drawer full of money, we wouldn't want to sell the place.
But just hold your horses and let me finish. I talked to Squash Kemp a while ago, and he said he might be willing to take a mortgage on the place. And,
If he does, you just tell him that you don't want to talk to him at all. That's
well, he's going to call me back.
Just tell him you won't talk no business. I'll tell him.
We're just going to mortgage it for one day.
One day? What's the sense of that?
If you'll hash up, I'll tell you.
Go ahead. Your ideas get crazy every day.
Now, here's what we'll do. We'll take the mortgage money and put it all in the cash drawer. Mr. Calvert and his pop will see it, and that'll convince them the store is a good buy. They'll close the deal, and we'll take the money and pay off the mortgage tomorrow.
I don't know now, Lord.
Oh, it'll work. We ain't taking no chances.
I just hate to get that squaw in on this deal.
Abner, you worry too much about little things.
Well, Lord, you'd be worried, too, if you was losing a woman like I am.
Well, all we'll, he's going to loan us is just $300, and we can't have it till tomorrow. Trouble of it is, that ain't enough.
Hooray, better call the whole thing off and call them.
No, we just have to find someplace else to borrow some money, is all.
Oh.
Abner, how much have you got at home in that sugar bowl?
I'm in bad enough at home as it is. Don't ask me to do that, because I just won't take Liz the best butter and egg money.
Well, let's see then. I've got about $60 saved up, and I'll put that in. But we need more than that. I'd like to have at least $1,000 in that cash drawer.
$1,000?
Yeah, I want it to be so full we can't even shut it. Have money spilling over the edges of it.
Well, I don't know whereabouts you're ever going to find anybody to borrow that much from.
Well, we've got to do it, though. This is our big opportunity, and I figure... Right, wait a minute. Look who's coming up out there.
Mr. Talbert?
No, Grandpappy Spears. I think he might be just the feller we're looking for.
If you're aiming on borrowing from Grandpap, you can just forget that right here and now, Mom. There's a tidy, stingiest one varmint in this town.
Yeah, but he's always interested in a good business deal.
Not if he has to put some money in it, Dean.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap, old boy. Proud to see you. Hope you're feeling well. Sure good to see you.
What in the world's wrong with you today, Lum?
Not a thing. Just proud to see you, though. I'm always glad to see an old friend of mine.
What's the matter with him, Abner? Is he tested?
No, that ain't his trouble, Grandpap.
Well, you know, me and you are good friends, Grandpap. Many's the time we've helped one another, stood by one another through thick and thin. Ain't that right?
Yeah, I reckon so.
I recollect that time you and Charity was about to lose your place, and I loaned you enough to tide you over. Made me feel good all over to be able to do that.
Well, we'll never forget it neither, Long.
And that's the way it's been with me and you all through the years. All has come to the other's assistance when we get in trouble. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. E. Bobshire. True friends.
Now another crisis has arose. I'll be frank with you, Grandpap, old boy. I'm in kind of a bad spot here, and I need you to kind of do me a little favor for me.
Why, sure, Long. I'm proud to help you out.
It ain't much.
I don't care what it is. Just name it and I'll do it.
Well, all I want to do is to borrow $700 from you for one day.
Why, sure, Tom. Anything you say, old boy. No matter what. $700?
Well, that takes care of that.
$700? What do you think I am, a United States man?
Now, simmer down, Grandpap. I said I just wanted to borrow it for one day. I just need it long enough to bolster up our finances so as we can make a deal with Mr. Talbert.
Well, I don't know what you take me for. I ain't got no $700.
You have, Donnie. You was bragging to me just the other day that you had more than that saved up.
I did, huh?
You said you had it buried out in the backyard.
Oh, well, I can't be digging it up every day to see how much I've got.
Well, look, Grandpap, you won't be taking no risk. Me and Abner are mortgaging the store for the same reason, and we surely wouldn't do that if there was a risk in it.
Yeah. I think I'll be running along, fellas.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. We're aiming on paying you for the use of your money. You might just as well have that money working for you instead of just laying around the backyard there. I'll tell you what. We'll pay you $10 interest.
What kind of interest is that, $10 on $700?
Well, it's good interest, especially when you consider that that's just for one day. Just think what that would be per yearly.
How much would it be, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. $10 a day, 365 days in a year. 10 times 365. I want you all to know that for sure. One was fire, put down the fire, carried the stakes, put it over here, set it down, pick it up again.
How big is
it? I don't believe we can afford that.
How much is it?
$3,650.
Huh?
That's over 500 per cent interest.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take it. That's the kind of deal I've been looking for.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. We better cut that down.
Yeah, I'll cut it down. Wait a minute.
No, so you said you'd pay me that interest, and by Jiminy, I'm going to hold you to it.
Grandpap, we ain't got no $3,000.
Well, wait a minute. I guess it'll work long if we're just going to keep the money for one day.
I'll go to the place right now and see how much I can dig up. I'll be back inside of an hour, and I want the interest to start right today.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpap. As long as we can't get our mortgage money till tomorrow, don't you bring yours over to Lynn, neither. I don't want to have that around here no longer than we have to.
Well, you can have it as long as you want to. I don't care. Months, weeks, or years.
No, we just want it for one day,
yeah,
though.
That's all, Grandpap. All right, I think I'll go on home, though, and start digging and counting.
Well, don't bring no more than that now. We can't afford it.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it down. See you later.
I thought I'd see the day when Grandpap would dig that money up.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd dig it up, too, if I get that kind of interest.
Why, sure, Lord. Lord, I believe that's all right. If it's Elizabeth, I'm trying to talk her out of going away from me.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Bless her.
Hello. Jot them down, store. I'm at her talking.
Bless her, little heart.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Talbert.
That's blame Fred, that brother of hers.
Oh, well, I don't believe you'd want to check the receipts today. Well, because this is a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean a bad day for checking anything. See, the store's so crowded with people and all that, you know.
Wouldn't take him long to check it.
Well, I suggest you make it tomorrow, Mr. Talbert.
Two stamps and the keys all there, isn't there?
You can't. Well, how about tomorrow evening, then?
Oh, I think there's some Confederate.
Yeah, sure, that'll be fine. All right, Mr. Talbert. Goodbye. Well, there you are, Abner.
Why?
On the brink of a new life.
Huh?
After 40 years of slaving in this store, we're finally going to get what's coming to us.
Well, this plan of Lund's seems to be pretty impressive and fairly surefire. But the question is, will it actually work? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, now is a crucial time for our merchant fleet. Men are leaving the merchant marine at an alarming rate, and at a time when they are needed most. For example, recent increased shipping has necessitated putting into operation 200 ships, which were scheduled for the reserve fleet. 200 ships means that there is an immediate demand for 10,000 officers and men to man them. As you men know, the pay is good, and the merchant marine job is a job of the future. Because most of the United States merchant marine will be hauling troops and supplies for perhaps as long as the next 3 years. It's a big job. So send in your ratings or your licenses and addresses to Merchant Marine, Washington 25, D.C. today. This program was presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries for the Miles Laboratories, makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer, on behalf of the Veterans Information Program.